Listen, put me in the parking lot, you know, with bears, and I'll go out there and play. It don't matter.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. It's a Charlie Tuesday. I'm Zach Blackerby, joined by Charlie Five.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
What's going on?
What's going on?
And then we got Jaws hanging out in the corner. Hey, bud.
Evening.
All right. All right, there we go.
Whatever.
So Auburn, they got two new Super Bowl champs.
Boom.
Sunday evening. That was exciting.
That was fun. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, they were shut down. Javaris and Jamel. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
What? Try passing on those guys. I dare you.
Carlton gave up, what, two catches for 14 yards?
That's good.
That's good. Decent. That's fairly decent.
On 54 snaps? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't go that way.
That's true. Jamel was solid, too, especially early. But, I mean, that whole defense just, they killed him. That was great.
Absolutely.
It was great. Hope you guys enjoyed yesterday's show. I've already gotten a few folks reaching out as far as different crossovers we possibly could do. Got several folks say Tennessee, which I thought was interesting. With the Bruce Pearl angle, somebody mentioned that. So we'll try to work that in as that matchup with Tennessee is coming up. But yeah, you liked that the Bama got cussed.
I thought that was interesting.
I actually meant to edit it out and I forgot. So that's a bummer.
Kind of caught me off guard.
All right, any other Super Bowl takeaways you want to hit on?
So I thought a fun fact for Auburn fans out there.
Okay.
Another reason we should have been pulling for Tampa Bay.
You see his jersey to my left?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Bruce Arians was the offensive coordinator at Alabama in the year of 1997. Why is that significant, Zach? Because, I'll answer it for you.
Thank you.
The Iron Bowl, Alabama has the game won, run the clock out. He calls a goofy throwback screen to Ed Sism.
Right.
Boom, fumble. Boom, game-winning field goal. Thank you, Bruce Arians.
Wow. How about that?
That's back in the vault. Pulled that one from the vault.
We're going old school. Jaws, rank that fun fact on a scale of 1 to 5.
I'd give it a 5.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I think it's pretty cool. The more you know.
You're at 5 points for the episode so far, Charlie Five. That's fantastic.
Jaws is a Charlie Five homer, by the way.
There's no question. I think he has a crush on you, and that's okay. That's okay. What do you think of the streaker video?
Oh, gosh. I have so many thoughts.
Oh, really?
Best play of the game, by the way.
For sure.
Best play of the game. Number one, if you're going to be a streaker, be a streaker. Don't do this halfway, I'm going to wear this thong suit. Go ahead, Super Bowl, biggest game of the year, go out and do it.
Yeah.
So, streaker guy, thumbs down. Big thumbs down to the thong suit.
Okay.
Second, in the video, early, Big Daddy comes off the sideline from the top of the screen, and he is digging.
Yeah.
This is his time to shine. He never got the chance in college. He's like, this is my time. I'm going to make a play. And he gets right at the point of contact, and thong suit does a spin move.
Right.
And Big Daddy just hits the ground, and it's
over.
Hits
the deck,
I felt
yeah.
so bad. I felt so bad for him.
Uh-huh.
Sneaky athletic. Dude was sneaky athletic.
Sure.
And
do,
in the
do you have notes?
Oh yeah, I
you
got
took notes,
notes
on this. Okay,
and then the last
you
one
down. Like, what?
Because you got to go back and watch this. There's so many good points you gotta go back and see in this video. And then the last one, I thought there was targeting on the goal line.
Oh,
security guard should have been reviewed. Probably some fines coming. He should have been ejected, in my opinion.
If he played for the Chiefs, there would have been a flag for sure.
Yeah,
there's no question.
Yeah, ref conspiracy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Or just maybe, I don't know, don't grab the receivers. I don't know.
That's effective.
All right, so you've got 5 reasons not to freak out about the signing class.
Yes, and I may have titled it a little incorrectly.
Well, let's work on a title real quick, because I want to make sure we know what we're grading here.
5 reasons why you can't give up on Brian as a recruiter and a staff as a recruiting staff yet.
Okay, so just real quick. I love... You're the only person that calls him Brian on this show.
Yeah, like I know him. I don't know why.
Everyone else says Harson or Coach Harson or Brian Harson, but no, you're on a first name basis with this guy.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, yeah, he's Brian.
Okay,
he's flying Brian.
Got it. Yeah. All right. What's the name of the list again?
Five reasons not to freak out about Coach Harson and his recruiting staff.
You can say Brian. It's not a bad thing. I just think it's funny. That's all.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
All right, are you going promise. 5-1?
No, I'm gonna start with number one.
This is the biggest reason.
This is the most important reason.
Okay.
The number one important reason you can't freak out on Brian and staff is you have to wait the impact of the early signing period.
Mm-hmm.
He was hired. Obviously, the coaching change took place the Sunday or Monday before the early signing period, and roughly, depending on which site you look at, 230 to 40 of the top 250 players signed in the early signing period. So he comes in with a month to put together a staff, target individuals, go out and actually find the players that are left and put together, what's the remaining part of the class. I just think I've seen a lot of people like, oh, we're signing three stars. We got a bunch of three stars on signing day. I mean, there wasn't anything. That was all that was left. And I think for what he did, he to be able to quickly identify talent and then go get it in some positions of need, I thought they did a really good job to close out.
Yeah, I think so too. And we've talked about this before. Several of these three-star guys, you can really talk yourself up on where it's like, okay, this guy actually fits in the culture of this team. This guy fits in what we think they're going to do defensively. I'm kind of talking about the safeties. Sure. I think the pair of three-star safeties that they got, I'm really, really, really excited about those guys. And then, the offensive tackle, Colby, I think that's going to be, that's a no-brainer. I think that would make sense. And then getting Hunter this past Friday out of Mississippi, I think he's got a chance to get really relevant snaps at some point as a three-star during his Auburn career. So there's a lot of like Auburn fan pages on Instagram, and Jaws, I know you're kind of the Instagram guy where I'm sure you've seen this, but a lot of folks are like, well, I think all these guys are underrated. I'm like, okay, stop. They're not all like, some of them are three-stars.
Sure.
Can't say this guy could have been a four-star for all these guys. You can't do that.
Right.
But I think there are some, and I think that's who we need to be excited about.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a perfect example. Jarquez Hunter was 5A back of the year in Mississippi. Like, that's a good pickup. And then Gaston and Bridges both picked up several SEC offers,
right?
Once people started to be able to evaluate them and see film on them and whatnot.
So
I think that's something you got to look at. You got to take into consideration the eligibility – or not the transfer
– Early signing day.
Early signing day.
Yeah. Jaws –
I think you hit the nail on the head. I'd give that reason a 5.
Mm.
He loves you.
5-star.
Well, I think it was a good reason.
He loves you. Hey, today's show brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. Are you having car trouble? Charlie 5?
Currently, yes.
Yeah. Well, here's an idea. Head over to rockauto.com, type in the make and model of your vehicle, and it'll give you all the parts you ever need.
Mm. I need parts. I need multiple parts.
Yeah. And I'm sure you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. RockAuto.com allows you to spend less money, and it's super easy. RockAuto.com, I don't know anything about cars, but they make it super easy to navigate their interface. Highly recommend our friends at RockAuto.com. Family-owned business, and they got a great mobile site as well as a site on the desktop. So whatever you want to be, to order from rockauto.com, you can do that. Right, Locked On Auburn in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. That's at rockauto.com. Also, today's show brought to you by our friends at Homefield Apparel. It is the best place to buy any kind of Auburn gear. It's vintage. It's very comfortable. And did you ever hear from your friend that said that order from homefieldapparel.com, use the promo code Auburn, and
he said he begrudgingly said it was awesome. Begrudgingly. He wanted it to be bad, but it was actually really good.
Sure. I love that. It's like, I don't want to be comfortable, but I am. I'm going to be relaxed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, homefieldapparel.com. Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm just saying. But it would make a whole lot of sense. You want romance in the air? Homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code Auburn for 20% off your first order. That's at homefieldapparel.com. Com. All right, we got four more things on this list that you seem to be making up the title of as we go here.
Right. So the number two reason not to freak out yet about
Brian
and the recruiting staff is how these sites come up with their rankings.
Sure.
Not class rankings, not necessarily player rankings, but class rankings, and to a little extent player rankings too. So there's a discrepancy between how we finished. You know, Rivals was the worst. We finished 33rd. 247, we finished 27th, 29th on ESPN.
Do you think there's any conspiracy against Rivals? I know that's where you spend a lot of your time, on the Rivals message board.
No, the Rivals ranking system is just really outdated from a team perspective, because the way they do it is they take your top 20 commits and then you get like average points based off their position ranking, their where they rank in the state, and this, that, and the other. But you got to have those 20 commits. If you have 25, it's only going to count your top 20 of your best 25.
Well, interesting.
We only have 17.
Right. Mm.
So just by the fact that we're three short of the 20.
Is that zero? Does that count as just a zero?
It counts as zero. So we're way behind.
That's going to nuke you.
Right. You know, I would almost be willing to bet on, you know, that Dylan Brooks is going to join the class eventually.
Yeah.
He's a highly ranked individual. He's going to –
Beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, very handsome. By adding the 18th guy in the class, you're going to just that.
It's going to make you go up.
You're going to get that points plus his ranking. So,
well, we went from 30 to 27 on 247 just with the addition of Hunter.
Right, and if you add in Dylan Brooks, 247 has a class calculator. If you add in Brooks, we jump to 20th.
Yeah.
So. You know, you can't.
Wow, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That big of a jump.
Just the way the formula works out. It doesn't necessarily mean we got that much better, but that's the way their formulas work.
Right.
Here's a cool example. So, Clemson, you don't ever think of them having a bad class. In 2017, in Rivals, they only had 14 signees. It's kind of wild, but they just didn't have that many spots.
Oh, so they're going to be super low on Rivals.
They were 22nd.
Yikes.
But they had A.J. Terrell.
He's pretty good.
T. Higgins.
Pretty good.
3 5 stars, and the rest were 4 stars. I mean, it was still a loaded
class.
They're
probably all in the NFL right now, too. So,
yeah, they are, absolutely. So rankings formulas are a little bit can be misleading based on your class size. So that's number two.
Jaw scale 1 to 5.
All my homies hate the Rivals ranking system. I give that a 5.
That's pretty strong. I didn't realize it was calculated that way. And, like, it's impossible to calculate something that's not tangible for something that hasn't happened yet. So,
right.
But you got to come up with a way. I thought it was more uniform than that. So you taught me something there. All right.
Right.
What is number three on reasons people should not freak out about Brian?
Number three is the coronavirus stuff that we've had to go through. So here's the things that it affected. Camps.
Right.
Evaluation. Visits. Auburn sells itself when you get to Auburn. You know, Alabama can sell itself on a Zoom call. Texas can sell itself on a Zoom call. Georgia, this, that, and the other. Auburn, we need to get kids here. And because I just feel like the atmosphere, the family deal, that's what helps sell Auburn. So
yeah.
You're having to, in less than a month, with recruit on Zoom, basically.
Ooh.
That's what you had to do. And that's just... It's a tall ask.
What other school in the SEC did that hurt as much as it did Auburn, you think?
I don't think there's anybody that it could have hurt worse than Auburn.
Why is that? Because every recruit says that when they commit to Auburn. They say, I just need to get on campus. Auburn sells itself. We've heard that for years. Why is that?
Well, I think we recruit a lot of kids from smaller areas that Auburn is a small town with a lot to do. That's the way, you know, with more than a lot to do.
Yeah,
so
we got axe throwing coming.
Yeah.
You kidding me? We have an axe throwing place.
Big time.
Yeah. I mean, that to me.
We've made it as a society.
Yeah. What is this, Nashville? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, right.
So, it's just you get here and it's kind of like home. It kind of just feels like where you came from. We don't really go into the big cities and pull kids. We get a lot of guys from, you know, these rural Georgia towns, Alabama, Mississippi.
Country strong,
absolutely. So that's number three.
But what's your ranking there?
If we're giving an excuse for Brian Harsin saying that he had to recruit on Zoom. I'd give it a 4 simply because I feel like a lot of other schools had to deal with that. But I understand where you're coming from. It makes sense.
That's fair.
It's a reason to excuse Harsin, but I feel like also
everybody else had the same.
Everybody else had to do
it. Right.
All right, we got 2 more?
2 more. Okay. So number 4 is the transfer portal immediate eligibility deal getting pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
I may be a homer. I'm of the opinion that we're not that far off. So if you had the ability to find a few pieces early out of the out of the portal, you could possibly put together a pretty decent team next year with what you have coming back.
What pieces do we need?
You know, you need offensive line help, running back help, immediate.
The running back thing from a transfer standpoint doesn't make sense to me. Offensive line does, because you can say, hey, you've got a legit chance to start here. Running back, it's like you want to come in and be our third guy?
Or share 40 carries a game. 38 to 40 carries a game. I mean,
with 3 dudes.
Well, not. I'm of the opinion it would be only 2 dudes right now.
So okay, you think the pitch is, hey, you can come take the snaps away from Shivers?
All of them.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So early we lost. So Wanya Morris from Tennessee.
Right.
Eric Gray. Those were 2 big names,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed like we didn't really. You know, they transfer to Oklahoma, and everybody's like, oh, we missed out. Brian should have got those guys. That's a problem, you know, with recruiting. Well, they're going to have to sit out a year. That does Auburn no good next year.
True.
Eric Gray does no good for Auburn next year. That's a scholarship spot. Wanya Morris does nothing for Auburn next year. That's a scholarship spot. And then Keontae Ingram from Texas, he would have been a grad transfer senior. He goes to USC. Oh, we missed out on that one.
We're at 80 scholarships right now, right? Or 79?
Wrong guy.
So we got like 5 or 6
That
left,
seems like a Jaws question.
Ferguson and I talked about it on Friday, and I think he said that they were at 79, but he didn't count Truesdale or Grant Loy.
Right.
And so I think that has us at, I guess that would be 81 then, and we get 85. So we still got a few left. And it seems like Brian, wants to go after offensive linemen. That seems like that's kind of been reported a little bit. It's kind of what the rumors are going around. So we will see.
Well, you know, talking with Cord Sandberg, you know, a little shout out to Cord.
You were talking with him?
It's a flex. Yeah, flex. I don't play golf with him, but I play golf around him.
How about that?
So having to talk to him, and he made a really good point about transfers, and he said that a lot of teams, you'll see a whole lot more movement after signing day and spring ball, because that's when coaches can kind of get a full glimpse of their roster,
mm-hmm.
and know exactly where people need. So he said, you know, he hadn't really gotten a whole lot of attention until, you know, a few calls, but he expected a lot more after, which he did. So we'll see where he ends up, but you know, that's just kind of common sense.
You got a feeling where Cord may end up?
Look out for Eastern Kentucky.
How about that?
Eastern Kentucky. I have no idea what their mascot is, but somewhere in the east of the Bluegrass State, I assume, is where he'll be.
Okay. Jaws, rate that one.
Let me just Google a random FCS school real quick. I'll tell you where he's laid. I'd give that a 5. I agree with that.
Oh, my gosh. He loves you. Today's show brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. It's the best place to place a bet online. You got a call from your cousin over the weekend, right?
My brother.
Your brother, even closer.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, where should I bet online? And you told him.
I said, betonline.ag.
That's right. And what was the bet that he ended up winning during the Super Bowl?
Oh, God, it was the worst winning bet ever. He live bet, which is cool.
Sure.
On a site like this, live bet. Chiefs under 24.5 points for the rest of the game, team total in the second quarter.
And he bet like $100, right?
$100.
What did he win?
85.
How about that? Good for him.
First go.
Good for him. Jaws, are you betting on the futures for the Buffalo Bills?
Y'all know how much I love the Buffalo Bills, and they have them for their NFL futures plus 1,200. They have the third best odds in the NFL to win a Super Bowl next year.
Wild. Wild. So head over to betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. That is betonline.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDON. All right, we got one more for your list, right? While folks should not freak out about Brian and recruiting.
Right. So,
all right, what's the last one?
I think I'm going to take credit as the first person to ever say this, but this class is the only class. This is the class in the only class you'll have that could mean less. In other words, this is the least important class you could ever have in recruiting. And the reason is we signed 27 kids last year. All of them get a do-over.
It's true.
So the guys you bring in right now are freshmen, just like the guys that came in 2020. So it's going to take some roster management, and obviously not all those guys are going to stay 5 years, Tank being one of them. But you got a lot of lower-ranked guys that were developmental players anyway that are starting over. They got a do-over with 1 year being in the system. So if you're going to have a miss, if you're going to do a coaching change with the way things were setting up, this was the year to do it. This recruiting class will be the least important recruiting class that you could ever have.
There you go. Boom. Jaws?
5.
There you go.
Boom.
So you pretty much had a perfect score.
Mm.
I think that's a win.
Again.
I think that's a win. Of the 30 possible points, he had 29.
Nobody's perfect.
29. 24.
Well, he graded your fun fact about Arians.
Man.
Did not grade the comment about the thong guy. No. Did not get the chance to do that.
Would you have? What would you have given him?
I would have given him a 5 because thong guy was thick. He was all over the place, dude.
Okay, stop. Okay. All right. Cool. Thoughts on the current state of Auburn basketball?
Oh, man. It's like you can't put your finger on it. It's like, you look up at the end of the game.
I think you can. I think you can.
Maybe so. You look up at the end of the game and we score 85, 90 points, and it's like, man, what's the big deal? But
defense.
Defense is specifically in the paint is absolutely destroying us, which is odd because we have so many blocks. But they were +8 in the paint.
Jaws and I do the post game show after the game on ESPN 106.7 live from Tzatziki's every Saturday. And we kind of said it was motivation. There's nothing really to play for. I mean, you can pitch pride and you can pitch, building for next year as much as you want. And they don't have guys don't have a problem going out in there and scoring, because that's fun.
Sure.
But defense isn't fun. And defense is something that you have to put effort into. And I just think at times you see that slip. I think that's totally what we're seeing right now. And when you look at the next few games, I think that motivation is going to be tough to handle. But the last three games of the season, I think you're going to see it come back.
Sure.
Because you play two ranked teams, Tennessee, Bruce is going to have them fired up for Tennessee, Florida, and then you get to go to Tuscaloosa to possibly mess up something that your arch rival has. Maybe you get to mess up the best season they've had in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think you're going to have motivation there. Until that point, I don't think we're going to see crisp defense in a while.
Sure.
That's just me.
We haven't seen it in the last, several games. Blowing big leads. We're up how many at? We're up 19 at one point, I think, against Ole Miss. We're up
14 was the biggest lead.
We're up nearly 20 against Arkansas. We're up we were up on Georgia. You would just kind of lapse and it just goes downhill.
The big question is, and I've gotten a few DMs over the weekend, like, don't talk about Sharif Cooper going pro, but I think that's kind of the big story right now. What's going to happen with him?
Will he stay or will he go?
And I think he's going to go.
I'm going to keep it real. I think at this point, just after watching Cooper play a few games, I would rather have a grad transfer point guard on my team next year instead of Sharif Cooper.
I think that's pretty bold. I think it's pretty. That is a scorching hot take. Why? Explain that to me.
He's not. He doesn't have enough of an offensive game, and he turns the ball over way too much. I understand his ability to spread the ball around, but he makes so many mistakes. And I understand he's a freshman, but again, I would rather have a grad transfer point guard in a tough situation. He's one of the least clutch players in all of college basketball. We've been able to see that over these past few games. And he's undersized.
This is what you call reverse psychology. Scouts pay attention to Jaw.
Yes.
He cannot go.
If what you just said made Jaws mad, you can find him on social media. Just search on Twitter at InternJaws. Let him know how you feel. It would mean a ton to all of us.
And he better have his profile pic edited by the end of the show, if that's the case.
Yeah, for sure.
It is Sharif Cooper as Yoda, though.
Sharif Cooper is Yoda. What is your, where can people find you?
Sure. Find me at, on Twitter, @_Charlie_5 or at AuburnSports.com, The Bunker, or 247 Sports, Auburn Pay, Auburn Undercover, The Body Get Aboard.
Could you temporarily change your avatar on The Bunker to Jaws' profile pic?
Yeah, but people know me, man. I don't want to do that. I'm not ready to do that yet.
I understand. You can follow me on Twitter @ZBlackerby, the show on Twitter @LockedOnAuburn, and on Instagram @AuburnPodcast. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Locked On Auburn.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.